Anyone listening that bought their own engagement ring, or how do you feel about a woman buying her own engagement ring? 314-531-9898. Jump in on this story that I saw that was like trending and going viral about a woman who bought her own engagement ring and think, was this a good move or a bad move? And how do you feel about it? She's been together with her significant other for 5 years. They've been living together for 6 months. She thinks he's going to propose, kind of. You know, Alex, you just got engaged. You can kind of tell when the proposal's coming,
you know,
right?
You know.
Yep. She found the perfect ring around the holidays when like a bunch of jewelry places have like those deals. And she didn't think that he had gotten a ring yet. Doesn't know, obviously. And so she saw it for 50% off. And so she bought it. And wants to give it to him and say, hey, this is the engagement ring I want you to propose to me with. Her friends think that she's taking away his moment. You should not buy your own engagement ring. That's ridiculous. This is his responsibility. And so they're giving her a bunch of crap for it. But it's the ring she wants is the argument she's making. It's the ring of her dreams.
On sale.
On a ridiculous sale. They're going to be a couple. So those are her points that like, why not? I'll hand him the ring and then he can set up the proposal and he can propose now however he wants. But I bought my own ring.
Genius.
Genius. Or ridiculously terrible idea. 314-531-9898. Hannah, as the woman, you think it's a genius idea, okay?
Genius idea. I want to steal it for myself and do it.
Just get yourself your ring so they can't screw it up. Alex, you went engagement ring shopping.
I picked out
the ring for Annie.
It's a whole process. It seems like she took this away from him, like you said, where it's, you know, she could have said, hey, there's this sale going on, and then let him make the decision rather than forcing his hand.
Yes.
At like,
she's not forcing him to propose.
Sure, kind of is.
She's not saying, you can't really go back.
Jewelry stores don't really just, you don't really go back.
Well, then if he's not going to propose, give me the ring back that I bought, and I'll give it to someone else who will propose. Seriously. I mean, and I don't think it's taking away his whole experience
of
engagement.
Ring?
Because he's the one that still has to plan the engagement, ask the question, do the thing. She just gave him a huge assist in picking out the ring. Most of the guys ask the woman to pick out the ring anyway, so I think she was doing him a favor.
Not to pay for it. Yeah, that takes away his, like, his...
Right.
Maybe he had some pride or some dignity that she took away from him because that's like... his thing, you know, as the man that he wants to go buy that ring.
You guys love Venmo, say Venmo me.
I feel like most guys would appreciate that and just be like, one more thing I don't have to worry about. Now all I have to worry about is the actual proposal.
Look, I'm a kept man. I'm going to feel terrible that my wife-to-be in this situation paid for that. I mean, at least tell me that you're going to do this. Yeah. Or at least,
let me Venmo her back. Well, I'm not saying I want to keep the financial responsibility.
This is the part of the financial component is the most interesting for me because I'm not going to lie. It does feel very transactional then. Like Venmo mean the money? Like the engagement ring?
Yeah.
Well, so I hear you saying this is the ring I want so they can't screw it up and it's on a really great discount. But then when you tell me, yo, can you pay me back in installment? Like,
you guys remember when I came in and showed you the ring that I got for Annie? It was like, that is like the exciting factor. So like, even today when people tell Annie like, oh my God, I love your ring. And like, they look at me and then they say, good job.
They do say that,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
you got to be like, when that happens, you're like, no, she bought it herself.
Yeah. Like how, I just feel like that would be a little bit of an embarrassment.
I don't think it's any different than... so many women out there will make a Pinterest board. I have one. A wedding ring that you want or like the shape that you want, an idea that you want. And then you show it to your guys. So what's the difference of if you just get it yourself?
Like a big difference.
Yeah.
So they say, oh, good job. But did you really think of that all on your own? Or did she give you an idea?
Annie, I mean, I think when you're getting engaged, you work with the person to kind of have an idea of what they want.
So Hannah's like, so say good job, Annie.
Yeah,
you're a team. You're becoming now even more of a team with marriage. So
great. He asked the question. I have the ring.
It's interesting room is divided by gender here right now, right?
Yeah.
So like, I'm curious, is this a good move? They've been together for 5 years. They think there's going to be a proposal. She saw it at one of those holiday, you know, jewelry stores do discounts around the holidays all the time. So she's like, you know what? I'm just going to get it. It's the one I want. It's the perfect one. And then I'll give it to him and he can propose when he's ready.
Also, What if he already has a ring and he has a plan and she ruined the entire plan?
Now you got two rings.
Point.
314-531-9898. How do you feel about this move on Y98 St. Louis? Commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. We're talking about how do you feel about this woman who's going viral after she bought her own engagement ring? The story is they've been together for 5 years, living together for 6 months. So they kind of feel like, you know, proposals coming. You know, that's the stage they're probably in. And some hints are being made. But during the holidays, jewelry stores just, you know, big time proposals, huge sales all the time. So she saw the ring out with her friends or whatever and bought it. It's like, well, this is the ring I want him to propose to. And now she's thinking, I'm going to give it to him and say, hey, this is the ring I want you to propose to. People have mixed opinions on whether she just like, thanks for taking care of that for me. 314-531-9898. Or if she took away his moment. Beth, how do you feel about her buying, she bought her own engagement ring because it was on sale.
I'm wondering what century we're in.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, is this 1825? Are women not allowed to make their own choices and spend their own money?
Yeah.
I mean, I totally think that the ring shouldn't be used as a tool to, like, force someone's hand to do something that they're not ready to do yet. But the reality is that a lot of women earn more than their partners do. And certainly, I think nowadays when we get married, it's not some sort of chivalrous act. It's a decision that couples make when they're ready together. So the fact that she's taking part in this, I don't think is a problem at all.
But here's the problem. You said couple. That's the thing.
She said this individually.
If she talked to her fiancé and said, I'm doing this, and he's okay with it, that's not a problem. The problem is it feels almost like it's kind of like she's going behind his back and forcing a possible proposal now.
Right, and I totally agree with you there. I don't think that the ring should be used as a tool to make someone do something before they're ready to do it. But if the question is it okay for a woman to pay for her own engagement ring? The answer is absolutely yes.
Well, look, if Annie wanted to pay for her own engagement ring, I would have been all for it, but I would have at least liked to have been there for the transaction.
Yeah, I think the methodology is what Alex and Kevin have an issue with. Hannah's argument is like, hey, most guys just want you to do the heavy lifting anyways, because that's what you do, ladies.
Absolutely.
Like, I'd rather get something I like. And if it's on sale, when the hell is my perfect engagement ring ever on sale?
I get you. Like, who would decide to get married without talking to their partner? That's, like, the question here. But then if we're just talking about, can we pay for our own engagement rings? Can we pick out our own engagement rings? Yes, my goodness. And this idea that we're going to take away something from a man to pick something out or to pay for something, I just think is so old-fashioned.
Well said. All right. Melissa, how do you feel about her buying her own engagement ring when she saw it on sale? It was like, here, just hand it to him. You use the proposal.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Okay, so men fall in love with you because of the task that you give them. That's how they fall in love with you.
So you're saying that each person as an individual have their own role in the relationship, and because they have that role, you guys, like, two halves make a whole kind of thing, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And, like, that's his reward. Like, oh, I did a good thing. That's his reward.
He still has so many good things that he can do, though, like planning the engagement, when it's going to happen, where it's going to happen, how it's going to happen.
Mowing,
like,
the lawn.
That's what
I'm going to be honest, though.
It's exciting for him. It's fun for him, and it's exciting for him, and he gets...
I think it could help him to have one less thing to do.
Honestly, though, like what you just said, Hannah, I think part of it, yes, is the planning of the engagement and stuff, but... If you can't just do the simple task of buying the ring.
It's not a simple task, though.
It's more simple than planning the engagement and making it all a surprise. I promise that.
Well,
I don't think it is a simple task to get the ring.
But you're also setting him up to not do the dishes. You're also setting him up not to pay the mortgage. You're also setting him up not to do a whole bunch of things. Because you're going to do it for him.
It's interesting.
That's actually a really good thing.
Let him do it.
Yeah, I do think that everybody has their roles. But it's interesting because I kind of agree with Melissa and Beth. Like, I do think there's roles and responsibilities within every relationship, but I also think that there are some old-fashioned traditions that we need to move on from. To me, I think the bigger issue I have is it feels so transactional and less loving. Like, I feel like he wants to pick out this love this ring for you and show you how much he loves you. He wants to put his love in display. So I think he's coming from a pure place. Ashton, how do you feel about her just buying her own engagement ring and saying, use this to propose? Because to me, that's what I'm saying. I have an issue with it. It's like, feels so like, here, thanks. Use it now.
So absolutely. I see both sides, but we're kind of missing the point in the dynamic of this. This woman waited 5 years. So go ahead, girl, buy your own ring.
Yeah. Time to get it, baby.
Maybe that's the problem.
She probably did this man a favor. Yeah. Did him a favor. We don't know their dynamic. I mean, you guys have no idea. Like, I picked out everything. I did my husband a favor. So, 5 years?
Right.
5 years? That's her reward. I'm just saying. That's
great point.
The whole point. Five years.
Thank you so much for the call. She's like, yeah, this guy, like, he needed the help. Terry does on hold. I want to talk to Terry because I think he had the ultimate compromise, the meet in the middle moment. We'll talk to him in 3 minutes and find out what that is. You know, people get fired up when it comes to engagements. It's so interesting. And thank you so much for all the calls on this because such an interesting conversation about this lady who's going viral. During the holidays, she saw the perfect engagement ring. And jewelry stores run a bunch of sales during the holidays. So off like 50% off. It's like, you know what? I'm buying it. Bought the engagement ring, and now she's saying, I'm just going to give it to him and say, I want you to use this ring to propose to me. A lot of her girlfriends are saying, you can't do that. That's tacky. Like, you can't, like, you're taking away his moment. Alex, who has proposed before, felt like that would be wrong. Like, that wouldn't rub me the wrong way.
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, that guy's moment to shine and to show that he is
he knows you,
capable and worthy of marrying you.
And Hannah?
No. Let me do it.
Just let me get out of the way. It's going to be on my finger, going to be on my hand. I found it. It's a great discount. I'm saving us money, and that's how it works.
Doing you a favor.
Terry had called in because we got so many calls. He's like, guys, there's a simple solution. Terry, tell everyone what you think should have happened in these type of moments.
Okay, well, since they've been living together and they're going to get married, they're going to share expenses the rest of their life, but what she should have done, I believe, was lack of communication. She should have invited him to come along to the jewelry store and be part of the whole process. And I have no problem with her paying for it or whatever, but she should have included him so he'd feel part of it.
The middle ground.
Right. Like, she sees it at the jewelry store. I don't hate that.
Call him. Okay. The only thing is, what difference does it make, right? Like, if she's standing at the jewelry store and then calls him and says, come here and watch me buy this
thing. The difference is his ego. If he wants to be a part of it,
I think that can still be exciting. This is the ring. I love this.
For me, I don't know if, like, I'm sitting in a meeting, I get a phone call from, you know, my girlfriend, and she's like, come to the jewelry store before I check out, and then I just watch her swipe her debit card.
I'm not saying I have to pay for it. But you can pay for it.
Or he then pays for it. I didn't have an issue with who paid for it. I didn't have an issue with her finding it. My issue was the romance was taken out of it. And this doesn't feel really romantic. That's what my biggest issue is. So Terry's middle ground, which I do like and everyone seems to buy into it, feels still like, yeah, baby, come to bed.
Yeah, but there is still some romance there because you're getting to see her. You're getting to see the reaction, how happy she is. Exactly. Yeah.
And she's lit up in the jewelry store. Right. There's no recreation of that moment of her standing
I'm
there.
I'm so happy. Give me your credit card.
Right. Yeah, give me your credit card. All right.